Good morning, listener of FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Pete Doshea, who's the owner of U.S. Floors. Pete, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Good morning to you, too.
You know, we just did an interview at Surfaces 2 weeks ago, but we need to do one again because you've gotten some great news around the notice of allowance for your patent with Cortec, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, a couple days after Surfaces, we did receive the notice of allowance for patent application for a Cortec product, which, of course, is very exciting news.
Yeah. All right, let's tell our listeners just a couple of background items. Obviously, most people know U.S. Floors. You've been around for about 15 years, and you focus not only with this Cortec product, which we'll go into more depth on, but you also are a market leader in the sale of cork and bamboo and engineered hardwood, right?
Yes. The company was started in 2001, basically, so almost 14 years. And we have built an organization that has focused mainly on sustainable and unique type of products with cork and bamboo flooring and oiled engineered wood flooring as being the pillars of the company before we took on the LVT segment and looked into that segment and developed the Cortec product.
And let's talk about Cortec. Cortec is a unique product because almost in a category of its own, it is an LVT surface and it's in a plank format, but it's built on a waterproof core that clicks together, right?
Yes. Cortec is unique in the sense that, you know, the product was not at all on the market. So when we developed it, we basically created a whole new product category. And the product consists out of a veneer layer, vinyl in this case, that is applied to a core of an extruded WPC construction. And we apply a cork backing on the back. And in that core, which is a waterproof core, we do have a click profile that enables the floor to be installed as a floating floor. So it has the rigidity of a laminate plank because the core is very rigid, is very stable, is very firm, unlike some of the solid LVT products, which have somewhat of a more flimsy type of construction. Even with the fiberglass, they are still a little bit more flexible than other products are. And the big advantage of that rigid plank, the rigidity of that core, is the fact that the product really installs very well over uneven floors, uneven subfloors, when there is some subfloor imperfection, so it hides the subfloor imperfection. You can install it over a ceramic tile without having to fill in the grout lines so that you don't see any telegraphing coming through from these uneven floors. And it clicks very well together with a solid click system because the fact that the core is very rigid. So these are, I would say, some of the main features that we have in our Cortec construction.
Yeah, you know, I've talked to several retailers that love this product, and they mirror what you're telling me. First off, the product is very affordable. I mean, for what you get, the price that you charge for it is right in line with the attributes of the product. Secondly, you know, it is a LVT. One of the issues with LVT without, you know, this type of construction is that the subfloor imperfections telegraph eventually up through the surface. You've eliminated those issues. And also, to improve what might be considered a hybrid laminate, this cork backing you put on the back also is a great product for minimizing any issues around a hollow sound. So it's really the best of all worlds, isn't it?
Well, I think I have to agree with you, Kemp. The product has a lot of attributes and is really constructed well. And I think one of the main reasons why it is very well accepted in the market is because the customer or retail customer and consequently the consumer sees that this product answers some of the questions and some of the challenges that we have with regular LVT, mainly the subfloor imperfections or the telegraphing, some of the sound, some of the rigidity of the click system. So it provides a solution, and every time you can create a product that provides a solution and you have a beautiful visual, I mean, on top of it, of course, then you create a product that is a winner in the market, and I think we have done that,
I want to ask you a question. I know the answer because we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. So explain to the marketplace why you've patented this product.
Patenting this product is really for one and only one reason, which is, you know, very few times in your lifetime can you develop a whole new product and can you come up with a whole new product category. I mean, I've been in this industry, I hate to say it, for over 30 years, and I love this industry, and I've seen a lot of things happening both on the carpet side and on the hard surface side. And it's not easy to come up with something that's new, that's novel, that's unique, and that basically provides an answer to some of the issues that our industry is struggling with. So we believe that we have developed something totally new, totally unique, and a product that's great for our industry. Now, you know our industry, as soon as something new comes out, there's a race to the bottom. How low can we take it? How can we take the quality out of it? How can we tweak it? How can we take the prices down? Basically, how can we commoditize the product in a matter of no time? We've seen that over and over and over again. And I believe with this patent, you know, I can protect that. I can protect the category, and I have a responsibility. I feel like I'm the custodian of this product and this product category. And with that patent, that's what I want to achieve. I mean, it's not my intention to just be a collector of royalties here. That's not the intention at all. You know, I want to protect the product category for the long term, because I do not think that many, many more times in my lifespan I'm going to be able to come up with something as unique and as good as this product category that we've developed right now.
Yeah, let me summarize what you just said. You want to arrest the rapid movement to commoditization that we see so often in this industry. When something new comes out and other people get in there and they start fighting over price, very quickly it goes down to an area where neither the manufacturer nor the folks in the channel can make any profit off of it.
That's right. And the consumer does not know any better. He's sitting on the sideline, looks at our industry, does not know what all is going on in the industry. And, you know, he's very happy with what they see right now. They're very happy with the pricing on the product right now. So is the retailer. Right. Everybody feels that there's something unique and something meaningful to present and to make some money on and to get some excitement around. So we are our own worst enemies, and I would like to, with this patent, for sure prevent that from happening like we've seen happening in the past with all the product categories.
All right, so you don't have a patent number yet, right?
Not yet. This is an administrative type of process we're going through right now. We have received our notice of allowance. We believe we are, right now within a matter of a couple of 4 or 5 weeks away from getting that number.
Okay, great. All right. Well, Pete, congratulations on that. Again, wish you continued success in your pursuit of intellectual protection on this product. Again, been talking to Pete Doshea, who's the president and CEO for U.S. Floors, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.